This program has been approved by the government and strained through a muslin bag. It's been dulled, filtered, compressed,
and put to a machine that makes it sound like a million.
You are listening to Merseyside's very own AM and FM radio station, broadcasting on 241 meters medium wave, 1242 kilohertz, and also 97.6 FM in stereo.
Kids, this is your old friend Fuzzy Bear, reminding you that it's nearly contest time.
Are you man enough to face up to a cuddly contest?
It's nearly contest time.
Right, I'm playing that one because it's part of the competition this week, which I'll be running for about 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, right into the new year. And it concerns the Human League. It's two questions. And for radio, what do you expect? Yes, the prize is a radio. Yes, a transistor radio. Yes, it's broke the bishop, honestly. But a radio has come into my possession. I'm not going to say where I got it from, but I'll be giving it away as a prize. And are we asking two questions? Yes, and they're not too hard, no. The first question, if you're interested, is I want the full lineup of the Human League, but I'll give you the questions right at the end of the show together, but I'll give you them sort of on space-ish sort of moments in between the records, if you see what I mean. You probably don't. You'll be baffled. Right, I got your letters in this hour. Right up to 2 o'clock. And also, the winner of last week's competition, we've got to give a prize away. Anyway, as the Commodores send Too Hot to Trot.
Way.
Commodores then, Two Hearts of Trots. It's letter time now, yes. A letter says, Dear Sexy Steve. It's from a girl still in Pensby, she says, but she won't give me the address because she's scared of Andy Davis going around and doing things, yes. That's what it says down here, honest. It says, Dear Sexy Steve, well, yes, I'm back again. I can tell you. You're very excited about this, can't you? Hey, don't make, doesn't make sense. But the next saga in the life of Andy Davis, she reckons it's the same colour as Andy Davis's shirt. But it's sort of pink, which I shan't say things about that, no. I'll get sacked otherwise.
Wear my heart on the sea. I'm not afraid. Say what I mean what I say. Set myself on. Let myself down.
Just before I play Darryl Hall, sorry Darryl Hall, it's I forgot who it is anyway, it's called Heart on My Sleeve. It's 1:10 and if Andy Davis is listening, yes Andy, we've lost the 2 o'clock Lynx jingle. So if you could very hurriedly bring the 2 o'clock Lynx jingle along with you, we'd be very much grateful. That's the 2 o'clock Lynx jingle. Okay, sorry for breaking in the record. I'll let you enjoy it now. I'll probably remember what it's called before the end.
If I can live in love, surely I've lost. Oh, you tend to get burned, tend to get bruised. But it's my life, where that I choose. And I just want to let you know. Sometimes I find it so hard not to show. Maybe you're not alone. Wear my heart on the sleeve. Wear my heart on the sleeve. Wear my heart on the sleeve. Wear my heart on the sleeve.
Now, as I'm sort of glancing through Randy Sandy's letter, she says that she was very upset last week when Andy Davis didn't answer her question. Sob, she says. Also, she says she's heard some very, very nasty rumours about a certain person who shall remain nameless, Andy Davis. I didn't even know he did such things. Hey, I'm not going to read any more of this, honest. It's, right, that's it, Randy. I'm not going to read no more of that letter. It's going too far now, honestly it is. It's harbour riding anyway. And I can't play your record for you, because I haven't got the top 40 with me, you see. So I shall ask Andy Davis to play one for you. In his programme at 2 o'clock. Because she wanted raw silk, you see, and do it to the music. But everyone's playing charm music on this station, so I thought I'd break the monotony by playing some decent records in between. So top of writings, Randy Sandy, it's always going to be competition answer, right, so you go in the hat, you may win, you may not, stay tuned, won't you? I'll play this next record especially for you. It's Cool and the Gang, it's called Ladies Night, taken from the album also, of the same name, Ladies Night. After this one, it's a letter from Mandy, from Nocturum somewhere, yes.
And girl, the feeling's good.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's good.
single baby. Sophisticated mama, come on you disco lady, yeah, stay with me tonight, mom, yeah.
I hope your little brain consumed that one, Randy Sandy. And wherever else consumed it as well. Your ear holes I'm talking about. That's Ladies Night from Kool and the Gang. Big improvement on their latest one, which is absolute trash. Ladies Night. Now, a letter from Mandy. That's Mandy. Dearest Bish, it says, thanks for reading my letter out on your show last week. And she wants to know what I'm buying her for Christmas. Dear me, I've not made her money, you know. All this time we to buy an LP for the winner this week. She's also got the competition right, and she wants some obscure records which I never heard of before. One called Uncertain Smile by The Ver, never heard of them. Let Me Go by Heaven 17, never heard of that. And Fun City by Mark and the Mambas. I know that's a guy, well, I don't know, I think it's how it's something to do with Soft Shell or something like that. She also says, I hope you treasure all my letters, because one day she's going to be famous. Yes, indeed. And, P.S., she says, Alan Bleasdale lives in my grand's old house. Very, very interesting letter from Mandy. Ta for writing, Mand, and I hope you write again very, very soon, okay? Right, what time's it now? Time for The Pretenders and a record called,
For you to stop, stop it.
I miscued that record, don't laugh. The Pretenders, and a big one from the first LP. That'll stop all your sobbing, or stop sobbing, especially for Mandy, who's also entered the competition, and I'll be putting you in the hat with the rest of the people that have got the competition answer right, yes. A little bit later on, alright.
Right, a letter now. Time for another letter. Yes, all these letters this week. It's terrible, isn't it? Yes, I've had Russell through all my mail. I like getting letters. Honest, I do. Honest, right. Let me sort of lift that record off the deck there. Right, here we go. Letter from Christine Dorr from Langdale Road, Liverpool. It says, name for the station, Suave Radio. Why is that? Dear Steve Bishop, hi, it's the one and only lunatic Christine Dorr, pronounced Dorr. Right, you know that letter that you got last week? Well, it was for Roy Norrie's late-night Merseyside programme. Never heard of it. Don't call me anything rude, she says. Right, she says, say hello to a friend, Samantha Critchley, who also writes to radio stations as well. Nice hobby, that, you know. It's very sort of nice. Yes, and she says, I heard that rude song about, yes, right, and we shan't mention that. Also, she mentioned things about dirty jokes, which I said on another radio station. And she wants me to say happy birthday to her, which I've done. So happy birthday to you. Lots of smacking, passionate and tender kisses from Christine Dorr. P.S. Say hello to Martha Williams. P.P.S. I'll write next week. Ta-da! Okay, it's all for writing. Christine, I hope to hear from you next week again. Okay. I'm not too sure if we're going to be on next week, but if not, I'll hope to hear from you in the new year. Your name will be going into the hat, as well as the rest of the competition, which I'll be drawing in about 2 records' time, okay? As a track from the album Songs in the Key of Life, it's Stevie Wonder, and it's called I Wish. I've just been reading through Ursula's letter this week. If I catch the person who's been spreading rumours, I should be kicking his head in. Indeed I will be. That's Steve Wonder, or Stevie Wonder, from the album Songs in the Key of Life, and I Wish, going out especially for Christine Dorr. Yes, nice name there. And I think I've written back to you, actually. So you might get a letter from me. Yes, very lucky, aren't you? Right, onto this letter from Ursula, which has shocked me. Yes, disgusting letter. And I'm going to read it. Honestly, I am. It says, I'll read little bits of it anyway. She reckons she's heard some rumours that I've shaved my eyebrows off. Yes. Well, yes, I might have done. But then again, I might not. These rumours. Ask a certain person about that, she says, right. You tried to get Andy drunk on the last BBC broadcast, didn't you? Was it just me, you know? And it sounded like it. I'm not going to read the next bit. No. And, Sandra Green has told her that I'm that way inclined. Who the hell's Sandra Green? But she didn't need her to tell her that. Yes. Very nice complimentary letter. Anyway, it says hugs and kisses, they're not in the bad books anyway. That's from Ursula. Right. Dear me. This one's for you from Spandau Ballet. From the album called Reformination or something you heard there. This is called Muscle Band. That's Spandau Ballet, never liked them. Apart from the first record they released, which was quite good. And that one's going out for Ursula, who lives quite close. Yes, indeed. I shall write back to you on those matters in that letter, yes. Naughty, naughty things they were, indeed. And once again, wait till I catch the person who's been spreading rumours. Anyway, let me remind you, you're tuned to the Steve Bishop Show. And if you'd like to write to me, I can give you the mailing address for at least an hour. Then I'll give you a mention on Sunday between 12 o'clock and 2. So you like a mention on my programme, just drop me a line at number 3 Palm Grove. That's Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. That's number 3 Palm Grove. Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. Remember, I want to hear from you. Especially over the competition, which I'll be doing for this week. And right on into the new year. 2 weeks I'll be running it for. Or something like that. I say something like that an awful lot, don't I? I'm getting rather tired, you know. Right, I'll be doing a competition. I'm not too sure when, but I'll be picking out the answers for last week's competition in just a moment. After Depeche Mode, they're shouting about something, and it's called Shout. So after this, the competition answers of last week, or the competition answer. And then the person that's won the prize. Gotta give away an album. Suppose I better do it, I suppose. Right, stand by, you lucky people. It could be you after this one. Don't forget you're tuned to 97.6 in Super Stereo. And also 241 at 1242 kHz. That's for our sponsors, that one. Yes. And also for the people that can't find us. What am I talking about? Absolute rubbish, as usual.
Picture in my room, and I think that he knew the line. Break away.
Depeche Mode in the B-side of New Life. That's entitled Shout. Now while that record was playing, I was hurriedly running around the studio, getting all your letters together. And I've got them all sort of together now. Yeah, I've got them together. And what I'm going to do is going to pick out the winner of the competition. You remember last week on the program, I ran a competition for the correct spelling of pizza. Okay? And the correct spelling of it, of course, is P-I-Z-Z-A. And I'm going to rustle through these letters now and pick out the winner. I'm closing my eyes. Right, here we go. Right, my eyes are closed. I've got one letter. Who's it to be? Oh! Right, I've got a winner. And she spelt it right. It's a lady, yes. Shall I tell you now, or after the next record? I'll let you sweat, eh? After the next record, you shall find out who's won last week's competition. And this indeed is the next record from Kool and the Gang. And a lovely record called Too Hot. Indeed. I shall play this one for the winner, okay? Right, I know she'll like this one. That's a clue who too she is, you see.
At 17 we fell in love, high school sweetheart. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife, forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patient, the time we prayed. And imagine that this love is through, feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta cool the anger, what a mess we made so long ago. You were my love, oh my love. High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love fever in our heart, girl, and in our mind. And imagine that this love is through, feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot. Gotta cool the anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love.
Okay, time for the answer. I'm going to give it, we've got the answer, haven't you? I'm going to give you the winner now. Yes, there'll be, oh, excitement across the country as they find out who it is. I'm sure there will be. Especially in this certain household. Right, you ready for it? Here we go. The winner of the competition this week to win a 12-inch single. I know I said it was an LP, but I've got mean. I decided to give you the 12-inch single of a disco record, so there you go. And you should be getting it around about next Tuesday, I hope. I may even drop her off personally, yes. One of my 12 inches, why not? Right. And the winner is Christine Dore of Liverpool 15. You've won the competition on my programme. No one ever usually wins my competitions, there you go. So you get a 12-inch single of Vicky D's, This Beat Is Mine, there you go. Not too bad, I'll play it later on if you don't know what it is. That's if I've got the time, of course. I may play it after the next record, I will, in fact. Right, that's the winner, Christine Dore of Liverpool 15. Right, thanks everybody else who entered the competition, and I hope you'll enter the next one, which I'm going to give you the first part of now, okay? Right, next week's competition, or the week after, or whatever it is I want every member of the Human League, everyone's name in the band, okay? So if you know that, write it down on a piece of paper and send it off to me. That's only the first part of the question. The second part of the question is, well, I'll tell you it in a moment, okay? After this record from Paul McCartney, from the album Tug of War, it's called Take It Away.
In the audience, watching the show, with a paper in his hand. Some important impresario as a message for the band. Oh, take it away. Wanna hear you play till the lights go down. Take it away. Who do you wanna take to the door and help him out? Listening to you. Maybe listening to you.
Paul McCartney, the album Tug of War. That's Take It Away. One of the best LPs of this year. And one of the best singles as well, in my opinion anyway. Probably nobody else's opinion. The other album that LP I like is called Ebony and Ivory. You may remember that one. Right, once again, getting back to the winner of the competition, Christine Dore. I shall play your record in just a moment. But as for the next competition on the programme, I want all the current members of the Human League. And also, I want the members of the old Human League. There you go. I want the original members of the Human League on one piece of paper, and the current members of the Human League on another piece of paper. If you know it, jot it down on a piece of paper, send it off to the address, so number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside, the Stephen Bishop competition, in which I'm giving away a radio which fell off the back of a lorry. Yeah. No, honestly, it's straight up, honestly. Yes, right. So you have to win yourself a radio. Yes, it's brand new, it's still in the box, yeah. And it's a Unisonic solid-state radio, yeah. Works off a 9-volt battery, so I believe. So that's the prize, and honestly, that is the prize, okay? So if you'd like to enter the competition, the address is number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside. Once again, the comp is... I want the current members of the Human League, the old members of the Human League, and on two separate bits of paper. All right. It's very easy, really, isn't it? Yes. And then jot it down on a piece of paper, in a letter, a postcard, anything at all, what you find convenient. You've got to the new year to enter it anyway. And the address is number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside. This next record is the record that Christine Dore has won. And I shall be delivering it on Tuesday, maybe personally to you. Because I'll be in Liverpool on business then, you see. So I may deliver it to you myself, but then again, I might not. I might post it. Anyway, there's the record you've won from Vicky D. And it's the 12-inch version of the disco classic on Sam Records. It's called This Beat Is Mine.
Can you feel it a-thumpin'? It controls your feet.
go, Christine, that's the record you've won. That's Christine Dorr, no relation of mine, I promise you. And she lives in Liverpool 15. And she won that one from Vicky D on a 12-inch as well. It's got a picture sleeve. Aren't you lucky? As I said before, that record, I may deliver it personally to you. If I cannot do that, then I have to send it by post, unfortunately. But I'll be in Liverpool on Tuesday. So if I can find your house, I shall deliver it to you. It's been Liverpool on important business. Indeed. Once again, if you'd like to enter the competition for next week, the week after that, and the address is number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside, but I will be running that competition a little bit later on into the future. For about 2 weeks anyway, so give everybody a fair chance at winning the radio. And as I said before, I'm not too sure what's happening next week. I don't think we're on, I don't think so at all, because it's Christmas Sunday. And it's a time to spend with your families, isn't it? And all that stuff. Happy Christmas, yes. Ooh, it's a nice time, I suppose. Anyway, I'm not too sure whether we will be on next Sunday, but we'll have to see the management about that one. There'll be discussions about it. I don't think we will be here. It's very, very unlikely. Anyway, let's continue with the music, and if we're not back next Sunday, it should be the Sunday after. I think. Let's move on now to some music from a lady I played a little bit earlier on in the last hour. And that's a lady called Tina Marie. And this track, particular track I'm going to play now is called Square Biz. Well, I should play this one for Kevin Hall. He's probably driving home now from his excellent program that's on this morning between 11 and 12. Don't forget he's on this afternoon as well. I think between 3 o'clock and 4. That's Kevin Hall. This afternoon. Don't miss that, will you?
Thank you.
on the Motown label yet again. That was the featured label in today's programme. Well, today's programme, I should say. Motown. And that was a track from Tina Marie called Square Biz. Quite nice, that one, wasn't it? Have I said that once before today? I think I have said quite nice. Indeed. It's catching, you know. There's a record on a record label that I never heard of before called Scotty Brothers. And it was Survivor's follow-up to Eye of the Tiger that never even entered the top 40, never mind. It's called American Heartbeat. Did a lot in America, but nothing over here. It's always the same old story, isn't it? Never mind. I said never mind too much today as well. Oh, it's me jaw, you know, it's sort of seizing up with the cold weather. That's what it is. I'll use any excuse, you know. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll see you the other side of it with some more staggering information. Tell you one thing, you know, you can tell when Andy Davis has arrived. It tends to get hotter and hotter. I can't explain it, but it just does. He's very fond of warmth, you see. That was Survivor, a band from America. And from the album Eye of the Tiger. American Heartbeat, the single never did anything at all. In the way of a top 40 success in Britain, but I don't suppose it really matters anyway, does it? No. American Heartbeat! The American Heartbeat! The American... I wonder if the Scotty Brothers is an American label. I thought it was a pack of handkerchiefs. Obviously wrong. The next record I'll play for Julie Truman. Yes, indeed. And she is separate from Jill Truman, indeed. I believe some people have been sort of putting together in certain letters, but I shan't mention them. There's another Motown track. Yeah. I did say they were our featured track artists and things and labels and stuff on the program today. So I thought I was going to play a lot of Motown records. Sort of Waffling Bishop. Play the record. Diana Ross. And no one gets the prize.
Yeah.
we have Diana Ross, Julie Truman. I know she likes Diana Ross. That's one cool. No one gets the prize. But honestly, I will send you prizes out if you do enter my competitions and win. And as mentioned before, I will be delivering a prize to Christine Dorr, who's won our competition this week. She's very lucky, you know. Very, very lucky indeed. I'm sure I'm going to be fried in the studio here, or boiled or something like that. The heat is incredible. Before I was moaning about the freezing cold, now I'm moaning about the heat. But I bet it's freezing outside, isn't it? Oh. Snow, ice, everything today. I can believe it. Horrible stuff. Ugh. There's a record I played a lot on another radio station about 12 months ago. At about 7 o'clock in the evening. When then I had a new wave program of types anyway. This is from an album called Toya, Toya, Toya. She's live in concert on this one. And this is called IEA, or IER, or something like this. It's rather good and rather raunchy. And it's especially for all you punk rockers and females with tight-legged leather jeans and... it's hot enough in here. Talking to myself then, because the microphone wasn't working, dear me. Anyway, that's Toya from an album called Toya, 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 and a track called IEA, isn't it? It is. Well, it's almost time for me to go. Yes, I've got to go and do other things. So, ta for listening to the program. I hope to see you in next week, maybe. I don't know, next Sunday, if we plan to do something. I'm not sure we are or not. I think we are. So, have a tune around next Sunday on 241. And we may be here around about 12 o'clock, okay? For limited hours than usual, though. And also, in the new year, back on the air again. So, until I see you then, or this evening, I wish you a very good day, a happy Christmas, a brand new and happy new year. And until I do see you again, either be tonight or in the new year or next week, it's goodbye from me, Steve Bishop. And we found the Lynx jingle now, so we're able to have some jingles at the top of the hour. And also, Andy Davis is raring to go, aren't you, Andy? Yes, right, go on. No? Not yet? No, he's not prepared yet. He's still playing. He's still looking for some records. Hold on. It's about 1 minute to 2 o'clock, and he's still looking for a certain record for his show to start it off. Not too sure what it is, but I shall waffle on for a bit until he is prepared. Right, I think. You ready, Andy? Go on. Give him a...
Coming soon to a theatre near your Aunt Ethel.
Andy Davis!
Such compliments. This is wonderful.
Can't understand what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
1966 Love Affair in Rainbow Valley.
Good afternoon!
Where does Steve get his energy from, eh? He hasn't stopped gabbing for the last 2 hours. Now he's off to stuff himself with a 2 week premature Christmas pudding. Well, in the immortal words of Cool and the Gang, hidey high. Young Andy till 3 o'clock. Thanks once again for all your letters. Thanks for phoning in last week. If you phoned in last week, we're giving you a mention in the next hour. About 30 seconds ago I mentioned Cool and the Gang, I also said Heidi High. And so we now have...
Sensational vocal group, the Impetigos!
Sensational group, Heidi High, Cool and the Gang.